This is Chad Owens, the annuity sales coach. In 2007, I was $150,000 in credit card debt with my back up against the wall. Now I've written over $140 million in personal annuity production since 2008. It's time to help you do the same. I make my own calls, schedule my own appointments, do my own follow-up, and am actively in the field every single week protecting people's retirement just like you. If you feel like you've hit a brick wall in your business, then you've come to the right place. Grab your notebook and buckle up. It's time to go to school with The Annuity Sales Coach. Welcome to The Annuity Sales Coach. This is Chad Owen. I am actually an agent just like you, running appointments just like you. And today's topic we are going to talk about is selling in an up market. This seems to be a very common scenario whenever we have high spikes in the market. And how do you get your clients to actually make the decision to go into safety and security? And it's actually quite simple. I mean, when we're talking to clients, I think one of the main things we need to think about is what are we presenting to our clients? In other words, what is the image we have? What do they think of us? And this is all part of setting up why they need to get on the market based off of who we are and our expertise. In other words, you know, a lot of times if you talk to a firefighter and they're talking to you about fire safety and protection, you're going to listen to them because they're an expert in what they're doing. If they say, hey, you know what, be careful by, let's just say, setting a gas can next to something hot, you're going to listen to them. But generally, just human nature is, let's say you have someone who's 7 years old that's telling you something about fire safety. You're not going to take their words with as much weight as you would an expert. And I think a lot of times when we're meeting with clients, we forget that we need to portray ourselves as experts. We've been there. We've seen what has happened when the market collapses. We have clients that have lost a ton of money when the market collapses. We've seen the reaction and the stress and the worry that it causes. So we share and we set up that stage of why you need to get out when it's towards the top. Now, obviously, we know what that has happened or what's happened to our clients before, but they wouldn't necessarily have experienced that, or they wouldn't even thought about it. So once again, we got to be careful. We never want to sell from a scared standpoint. In other words, trying to scare our clients. That is not even remotely a great way to sell. It's horrible. You don't ever sell off of fear-based. You sell off of factual, solution-based. I had somebody ask me the other day, what's your sales pitch? This was an agent I was talking to. What's your sales pitch? And I'm like, I don't have a sales pitch. I present a solution to a problem. So when I think about how I help clients get out towards the top of the market, and you notice I say towards the top of the market, here's why. We don't know when the top is. We don't know if it could go up another 10%, or we don't know if it could drop tomorrow. We don't know that. Nobody knows. But I want to set the stage. So when I'm helping a client and they're going, man, the market's been doing so good right now. And I say, yeah, you know what? It always does good till it doesn't. It always goes up till it doesn't. You always make money till you don't. In other words, what I'm trying to tell them is you don't know what the market's doing. And everything sounds great till it drops. I mean, you could think about clients in 2007 and go, man, I made a bunch of money. Even 2006 to 2007, they're all excited because they made a bunch of money. But the reality is, these same people that stayed in the market, how did they feel from 2007 to 2009? Now, you could sit there and say, okay, they recouped what they had lost now. Well, of course. The market, I believe, this is just me personally, I think the market's going to go up, it's going to go down, it's going to go up, it's going to go down. It's cyclical. It's going to do that. And, you know, let's just say approximately 50% drop in the market today would put you back in the same place you were January 1st of 2000. So why would you take a risk when we're towards the top of the market? Why wouldn't you protect your money? So I'll start off by going, you know what? Do you remember what it's like when the market fell from 2000 to 2003 or 2007 to 2009? And they'll say something like, oh yeah, you know what? I didn't like that at all. I lost a ton of money. And I said, okay, now let's just say you've recouped, I'm sure, by now, and some have, some haven't. Some might not have because they actually, let's just say, stayed out of the market because they're afraid to get back in. And that's a very common thing too. I mean, there's a lot of people that had the last crash and they don't even want to deal with it anymore. But when we're trying to help clients, we got to help them remember what happened. So you say, okay, you know what? Let's see that. You know what? That was actually over 10 years ago where the market tanked like that, where this top of it was 2007. You know, we're 11 years out from that. Now, here's why you need to protect your money. You're 11 years older now. You're that much closer to retirement, or you're in retirement, or now you're starting to take your required minimum distributions. Can you afford to take another massive hit in the market? Most people are going to say, no, absolutely not. I can't. If they're smart, I mean, if you got people that still want to gamble or they're arrogant and they think they can beat the market, you know, hey, that's not our client base. That's for a broker or some sort of stockbroker, mutual fund, somebody like that. That's okay. That's not our market. And we need to recognize that that isn't our market. I think sometimes people try and hold on to people that aren't, we're not, that's not our fit. That's not who we are supposed to be helping. So that being said, some of you actually are securities licensed. Some of you are actually brokers. Great. You may have more of a stomach for risk and volatility than I do. You may have more of a risk and tolerance for volatility than your clients do. And that's why you do both products. You want to make sure that you have multiple areas to help them. And that's great. But as I tell people many, many times, you know, if you have some health ailments, you'll go see a general practitioner. But if it's serious, you go see a specialist. And I tell my clients, I use that analogy and I go, I am a specialist for safety and security. I'm a specialist for safe money. I'm a specialist for guaranteed income for life. I am not a general practitioner. If you want someone who can do variable accounts, that's great. But let me share with you why I don't think that's a great idea in your scenario. Once again, we don't know where the market's going to go. We don't know tomorrow if the market's going to be up or down, let alone a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. We don't know. So if you're that much closer to retirement or in retirement or taking required minimum distributions, why would you take that risk? And I started something about 6 months ago where I talked to clients and they go, you know what? Hey, I've been in the market for quite a while. I've been pretty comfortable with that. My broker's done all right. Or I, if they're self-managed, they go, you know what? I've done all right. I've been able to manage my money pretty well for the past 15 years. I say, okay, that's great. But here's the reality. You're much older now than you were 15 years ago. Your situations have changed. Your tolerance for risk needs to change because you can't afford or you don't have the time to do a recovery. Now, just out of curiosity, I just want to ask you this. And I say it very calm, not threatening, not intimidating. I just try and ask them a question to make them think. If you were so good at knowing if the market's going up or down, or your broker was so good at knowing where the market's going, why aren't we dealing with $10 or $20 million right now instead of $200 or $400 or $500,000? Why aren't we dealing with tens of millions of dollars if you were that good at knowing where the market was going to be? And they usually say something along the lines, well, I don't know, the market crashed. I said, oh, okay. So you're saying you didn't know when the exact top of the market is. And you didn't know when the exact bottom of the market is. You weren't sure. So therefore, you actually had to participate in the downside and not participate in all of the upside. So that's why we're dealing with a lower dollar amount. But here's the reality. Nobody knows. So because you didn't know, that's fine. Even the top economists will argue right now with the market as high as it is. Even the top economists right now will argue that the market's going up or going down. If you read any sort of financial news, every morning there's new articles up about, hey, the Dow's going to crash, or the market's going up, or economists think the market's going down because of this world event or that world event, or the market's going up because of this world event or that world event, or the Trump slump or the Trump dump or whatever it is. We hear all these things. Back in the day, it was Greece, market up on Greece hope, market down on Greece fear. We always hear all these things that contradict each other, and everybody has an opinion to where the market's going to be going. So I'll say, you know what, when you look at that, we don't know. So here's what I'm telling you. Isn't it time to actually get or participate in part of the market gains, but no more of the losses? Or isn't it time to just know beyond any shadow of a doubt that you have a guaranteed income for the rest of your life without market risk? And at any given time, you're going to know exactly how much that is. And once you know how much that is, once you start to take that income, it can never go down due to market volatility. Isn't it time to start to think about things like that? Don't you like the idea of not having to watch the market anymore? Don't you like the idea of not having to worry about, hey, am I going to lose 50% of my money? I actually am doing some things in my Retirement Realized Agents Academy. We're basically doing the Annuity Sales Pro. And I'm actually doing a course right now that talks about confirmation statements on why you want safety and security. It's a full-blown course on the sales process. And I talk about, you know what, once again, I'm going to stress, you do not ever sell off of fear. You always promote the security side of things. I would much rather talk to people about being safe and secure instead of trying to scare them. That does nothing. So if you talk about being the safe and the secure, and that's why moms have such a good kind of rap in life, or even dads, you know, dads are the protector, moms are the comforter. They know where safety and security is, and it brings us a peace of mind, and we get to do things like that. So when we confirm why it's so important to have safety and security, they love that. They're drawn to that. So that's why I say, you know what, a lot of people have gotten in trouble lately about trying to get in front of a seminar, speaking in front of a group or on the radio show, trying to scam this, scam that, fear this, fear that. News is built off of that right now. News is completely built off of fear tactics. Doesn't it give you a peace of mind when all you're talking to your client about is safety and security and comfort and peace and relaxation and just enjoying retirement? That's really important. But here's another thing. I started this probably about a year ago. I said, you know what? How do you make an unrealized gain a realized gain? You have to get out of the market. In other words, your unrealized gain becomes an unrealized loss, and it becomes a real loss when you actually need income from it. The only way to make an unrealized gain a realized gain is get out towards the top of the market and capture your gains. But here's the great thing about our product. When you get out at towards whatever it is, let's just say towards the top of the market, some of our products will even give you a bonus. And then on top of the bonus, they give you guaranteed income growth. You know you can't go backwards. So wouldn't you feel better right now if you're able to get out towards the top of the market? You get a bonus, you get guaranteed income increase in the income account value until you start to draw income, and you never have to worry about it anymore. Wouldn't that give you a great peace of mind to not have to think about that? And you're always watching for confirmation. You're always watching for, man, that makes sense. And here's the reality. If we don't come across as professionals, and we actually are professionals and we're experts in our field, it doesn't matter how much you try and convince someone to do something. It's that knowing that this guy or gal that's in front of you is an expert and they have your best interest in mind. I say this all the time. You never get emotionally attached to other people's money. I don't even get emotionally attached to my money. It makes me think differently. It makes me start to want things that I shouldn't want. It makes me start to get frustrated when something breaks. Here's the reality. It's a possession. Can it change your life? Can a safe and secure retirement change your life? Yes, it can. Can it give you peace of mind? Yes, but it's not even near as close as the health and safety of the ones you love. I mean, I'd be willing to lose every dime I have instead of lose my wife or my kids. I mean, that's just me personally. So once again, you don't get emotionally attached to other people's money. But here's the reality. Numbers have no emotions. They are what they are. They do what they do. So when you come across them as an expert, as a professional, as someone who knows what they're talking about beyond any shadow of a doubt, they're going to be more likely to move their money with you. Because once again, if you start to talk to brokers right now or variable guys, they are very uncertain of what to say right now because even they know deep down inside, they have no idea where the market's actually going to be going. And the reality is I get it. And I love the fact that a lot of them are actually saying, hey, we don't know. We're not sure. Because it's actually helped me move a lot of clients' money. But one of the hardest things for agents to do is get current clients to actually get out of the market right now. And that's one of the major topics you talk about is I can't get anybody to get off the fence. Well, once again, I'm going to break it down. You set the stage. Remind them of the times they did lose money and how it made them feel. Then, of course, you talk about there's uncertainty. We don't know where it's going to go. Nobody does. Nobody has a crystal ball for the future to be able to tell what's going to happen. And then we bring them comfort in our products about, hey, this is why we believe in safety and security. You don't have to think about it anymore. And then encourage them to make their unrealized gain a realized gain. And you will find that more people are willing to do or get out of the market than you would ever imagine or think. But this is the key right now to getting people out of the market in an up market. Now, once again, I'm going to use a balancing statement. We never, if you're not securities licensed, you never advise people whether they should get in or out of the market or variable product. You just talk to them about safety and security and they make the decision. It's very important. We don't want to ever cross those boundaries. So I appreciate your time, guys. This is The Annuity Sales Coach. You have a great day. If you have enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out the Retirement Realized Agents Academy. We have helped agents double their business through the systems and strategies that we have in place. As a member, you will have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me, where I can diagnose your business and help you come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. If you're waiting to wake up one morning and magically have all the answers, you better get comfy because that day is never coming. You have to make it happen, day in and day out. Visit our website at www.retirementrealize.com and enroll in our coaching program today. This podcast is sponsored by Annuity Agents Alliance at 888-742-4368 and First Annuity at 888-758-7305.